The group called OPEC Plus, that's OPEC countries, and Russia, meets tomorrow in Vienna. With the war in Ukraine, oil prices are high, and the Biden administration hopes Saudi Arabia especially and the United Arab Emirates might help by pumping more crude. But as NPR's Jackie Northam reports, those countries are looking for things in return.
President Biden has made no bones about his feelings for Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. His administration blamed the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi on the Crown Prince, and Biden has refused to deal with the royal directly. But now the U.S. needs the Crown Prince to pump more oil.
Right now, he has the upper hand in the sense that he has almost a unique ability in the world to influence substantially the price of oil.
That's David Rundell, a former U.S. diplomat with 3 decades of experience with Saudi Arabia. He says increasing oil production would require the Saudis to break an agreement with OPEC Plus, which Russia belongs to. Rundell says the Saudis have rebuffed those requests from the U.S.
Partly because if they did that, nobody would make a deal with them in the future. That would be kind of the end of OPEC. So unless all the OPEC people and Russia get together and make a new deal, they all stick to their old deal.
But some Saudi watchers think the kingdom's refusal to increase oil production is more than just honoring an OPEC agreement. There have been reports that the Crown Prince declined to take a phone call from President Biden and has refused to go along with sanctions on Russia or condemn the invasion of Ukraine. Yasmin Farouk is with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
The Crown Prince, he has a very big ego, and he was personally humiliated by Biden. But in what's happening, of course, this is payback time.
Farouk says Saudi Arabia feels its security concerns are being ignored by the U.S. There are complaints neither the Trump nor Biden administrations have responded robustly when Iran-backed Houthis in Yemen launch attacks on the kingdom. Biden also stopped supporting offensive operations for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Farouk says the Crown Prince, known as MBS, has grown frustrated with the U.S.
In MBS's head, it's what is it good for if you're the strongest military in the world, but I cannot benefit from that? You're withholding the arms I want, you're withholding the systems I want, and you do not respond when I'm attacked.
Certainly, keeping oil production low brings more money into the kingdom's coffers. Ahmed Al-Omran, a Saudi journalist who runs the blog Riyadh Bureau, says the Saudis may have calculated that rebuffing the U.S. request is something they can afford to do.
For them, it's probably also a moment where they have leverage they can use to try to achieve their goal and get what they want from the American side.
The United Arab Emirates also has security concerns and has hesitated to produce more oil as the U.S. requests. Kirsten Fontenrose is president of the defense firm Red 6 International, which includes the UAE among its clients. She says the U.S. could appeal to the UAE and Saudis by designating the Houthis as a terror group and through some public diplomacy.
Certainly, if Biden got on a plane and made a visit to the region and included Saudi in that visit, that would be one thing that would move the needle quite a bit. And then providing additional assistance on the war with Yemen would be great.
A spokesperson says the State Department won't comment on discussions with the Gulf nations. The Saudi and UAE embassies in Washington declined to comment for this story. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.